Blog Talk Radio.
And here we are, and I just want to say hi to everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this edition of Christian Talk. And just want to say hi to my beloved wife, Pastor Tasila. How are you today, Pastor Tasila?
I'm doing very well. God bless everybody. I want to say hi to all our friends and family from all over the world. Thank you for tuning in to Christian Talk. And Christian Radio, we have a Message of Life also. You guys, some of you guys get on, which is our TV show that we have on HSBN. Thank you guys for listening to that. And even the people that come to church every Sunday, God bless you guys too. Each
yes.
and every one of you
right.
that are
and,
hungry
and...
for the Word of God, hungry for the Lord.
Exactly. And we want you to pick up your phones and go to your computers, go into your inbox and call your family and friends and tell them to dial in right now. And you guys know the number to dial in, 646-668-8537. Tell them to dial that, 646-668-8537, or just let them know that they can click on the picture or the link wherever you see the post for this show. And you can listen from your computer tonight and all this week, okay? So anyone that may have missed the program, just find the post or of this
on
particular
Facebook.
Show. And, yeah, click on it, you know, on Facebook. And just click on it, and you can hear the entire program. And like my wife said, we are also on HSBN.TV. Our show is called The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila. Okay, so you can do that. You can actually catch us. It might even be easier to just go to YouTube and put T. Meyer McCain, The Message of Life, and then it'll pop up. And you'll see T. Meyer and Tasila McCain, The Message of Life. We're on HSBN.TV, okay? Also, keep in mind that you can catch, if you want to, you can go to our website, churchofjesuschristministry.com, and you can go to media. And from there, you can go to The Message of Life if you want to do it that way. So it's many ways you can catch the show, the TV show, The Message of Life with Pastor T. Meyer and Tasila. And don't forget our book, Unveiling the Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. It's available on Amazon right now. So if you order it right now, then you'll get it within 2 days. Okay, so Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, so and you already invited them to our church, right, Pastor Tosila?
Definitely. Everyone is always welcome.
Always invited. We're located, we're the Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. So if you're in California, it's in particularly the L.A. area or Inland Empire area, come in and visit us, okay, and worship with us. You will be blessed. Okay, that's our announcements. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our special guest. So you stay right there. Stay there. Don't go away. Talk with T. Myron Tosila, and you know Pastor Tosila, We have, wait a minute, hold on. What's this? Yep. Yep, that's right. You know what that means. That means that it's time for our special guest. And our special guest today is the one and only. Okay, I won't go through all of that. Our special guest today is Dr. Daryl Jordan of Lifeline Ministry. Let me tell you a little bit about him first, okay? I'm going to tell you a little bit about Dr. Jordan and so that you'll get to know him a little bit better. Dr. Jordan works as a truck driver. I'm not sure if he's still working as a truck driver at Walmart Transportation, former city driver at FedEx Freight, a former representative at Prime America, studied at Restoration Theological Seminary, also studied at Aiden University, and went to Alfred Lawless High School. Dr. Jordan lives in Georgia, but he's from New Orleans, and I hope I said that right, New Orleans, okay? You can join Dr. Jordan on his Lifeline Ministry Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just dial this number, 605-472-5379. I'll repeat that. That's 605-472-5379, and that's 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. The access code is 514-352. And on Wednesday, for a Zoom meeting, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the Zoom ID number to dial in is 821-70-742-782. And the access code for that is 517-352. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome Dr. Daryl Jordan. Yay! So how you like that, doctor? Good.
Hey, that
you hear
work.
The crowd?
Yeah, I like that. That'll work. How are you guys doing this evening?
Oh, pretty
We're doing
good.
Very
Glad
well.
To have you back on. God bless you.
You
yes,
know what?
Indeed.
I'm honored. I say again, I appreciate it. Every time you all have me on, I thank God for it so much.
Mm-hmm.
It just reminds me that we have to stay in that place with God, because you never
yeah.
know. I don't look for places to go, things to do. And I was sharing with somebody how when you grow up, at first I thought I was grown. And then things happen in your life and you find out you're not grown. Mm-hmm. And so I was saying, God, you know, I'm beginning to understand my value.
Mm.
And, you know, and sometimes people will say, you just figured out your value. Well, I knew I had value. I didn't know the amount. I didn't know what my amount,
yeah.
the purchase price. And you know what
yeah.
I'm learning, man and woman of God? It's,
mm-hmm.
it's getting higher and higher.
Oh, yeah. The understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You get the revelation,
you know,
of who he
yeah.
is, how much he paid.
Who he is. Yes.
You realize
you know?
How precious we are. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
And that's
so
funny.
Come on, man.
I was just going to say that, like my wife said, the revelation of who he is. And once we get the revelation of who Jesus is, it opens up the door to the revelation of God himself, which also opens the door to who we are in him. So when we get the revelation of Jesus Christ, we get the full revelation of everything, you know?
And exactly, and that's what's happening tonight. Even as we're talking, he's opening up doors, as you say, to give us even a greater revelation, a greater understanding of who he is. And I think that's one of the problems that the body of Christ is lacking and suffering. Today, I think that's one of our problems is we have gotten, and I have to say we, I want to do it in a respectable way so nobody thinks that I feel, thinking I'm in that place.
Yeah.
No, we all together. You know, we all
Amen.
Together.
We're one body, right?
Even if it's not what not to do.
Exactly. We all learning. You know, and I was told when you find somebody that know everything about God, you just found yourself a fool. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's so much to learn.
That's right.
There's so much to learn. And I've been in a place I was excited about being blessed, and I was just telling God how blessed I am. In a couple of months, I'm going to come out of the trucking industry altogether. And that's a whole nother walk by itself. But just relying and learning who God is, and I felt like I was blessed. And all of a sudden, I stumbled up on the promises of God, and I began to dig into what his words say about promises. And as I began to dig into that, there was a moment I said, you know, I wish I would have left this alone.
Uh-uh.
Because when I was blessed, you know, I got a job, I'm blessed. And so the only thing about being blessed is I got to go to work every day. And I say, God, you know what? I'd rather have the promises. I'd rather get this thing for doing nothing. And he said, okay, no problem. You want the promises? I'll give them to you because I promised them to you. You know, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue to enlighten you about the promises. But what I didn't know is when God starts talking to you about the promises, he starts taking things away from you. Because you can't assist in the promise.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he's been teaching me about is stop achieving and start receiving.
Mm.
And I'm going somewhere. You know, we have so much going on right now, and one of the scriptures that sticks out to me is the harvest is plenty, which is Matthew 9:37. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers
mm-hmm.
are few.
Yeah.
And if you look at the world, you say, you know what? The world out of control. No, it's not. The world is ripe for the picking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the world is out of control. The church is out of order. And I'm not going to beat up on the church. I just want to explain what God has been showing me where we are lacking. The world is not out of control. The world is doing what the world do. The church is out of order because the church is saving the church. The church is saving saved people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in Matthew 6:15, he said, go into all the world.
Preach.
Mm-hmm. Preach the gospel.
Uh-huh.
Go out into all the world and preach the gospel. And so, woman of God, I found that in the midst of seeking God about his promises, he started showing me some things. And the more I began to dig, the more he began to show me, and I stumbled up on a word that's called mixture.
Mm-hmm.
You call it mixture. I call it mingling.
Mm-hmm. Come on now. There you go. It's all
yeah.
the same.
Mm-hmm.
Dibbling and dabbling. We got all kinds of names. You know what else I call it, too? I found a new slogan for it today. It's married to my new wife, but dealing with my old girlfriend.
Mm.
And I call that emotionally still involved.
Come mm-hmm. on, man.
Yeah.
See? And you know what?
I didn't go over there. I didn't physically go over there. But I'm emotionally liking the page in the background. I got those vibes headed towards that way. I'm always on that and involved
wow.
in that. That's emotional entanglement.
Dibbling
yeah.
and dabbling. And,
right.
and you know what? That reminds
mingling
me of the Church of Corinth.
Yeah,
and
mingling.
The Church of Galatia.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, listen, I got a problem with you dibbling and dabbling, in other words, between grace and the law.
Mm-hmm.
He had a problem with the Church of Galatia for teaching the wrong gospel, or teaching the gospel wrong. But he also had a problem with the Church of Corinth. But he said, I could deal with you because you're just out of order. But this church
yeah,
of Galatia, you're teaching the wrong doctrine. In other words, you're teaching against the grace. You're teaching law. You're mixing the law with the grace. And so your husband, the man of God called me. He said, well, what are you going to talk about? I say, I'm saved by grace, but I operate according to the law.
Mm-hmm.
And that mixture is a substance made by mixing a combination of different qualities. And this is what the Lord was showing me. He said, one of the problems that we have today in the body is that the body believes and the body is confessing that we're saved by faith. But the body also teaching that you could keep yourself.
Can you repeat that again? It's also confessing that
we're saved by grace. But then they turn around and feel like they could keep themselves. In other words...
Self-righteousness.
Self-righteousness. And you know, the saddest thing, and once again, I got to say we so nobody get mad at me.
Yeah.
And we don't even know we there.
Sometimes we all slip into all of that. Our own works
and, you know,
and our own self.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, God, how we know we there? He say, how many people do you hear talk about Galatians 6:1? If a man be overtaken in a fault, which a spiritual restore, in other words, we need to be restoring those that are taken, those that have fallen, not criticize, not condemn them, because we saved by grace as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's this mixture of things that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We say we saved by grace, but we self-righteous. I could do this. I could do that. And the Lord was showing me. He said, you know, that's when you start operating in your own faith. And you start making some things happen, and you no longer need God and your mind. And now you have some problems because you forget your true purpose. You forget who saved you. You forget you saved by grace. And so now all of us got opinions of how we think everybody churchmen and everybody ministry should be ran. And who got it right and who got it wrong. And he says, you know, if it wouldn't be for my grace, y'all all would have it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's one of the scripture that sticks out to me, again, saved by grace but operating according to the law. The Bible speaks prophetically, okay? So the Bible speak of what's to come. And one of the things I've been learning about the promise of God. If God has not promised me something, has not promised me something that he hadn't already done, And one of the things she keeps telling me, if you're going to live according to the promise, then you're going to have to see it finish. And I say, but God, mm-hmm. how do I do that? He say, first, you're going to have to deal with you. You're going to have to see yourself righteous. Everybody ain't going to want to accept you when you say, no matter what, I'm righteous. That's not saying I could do what I want and I could live a life of sin. It says that let every man stand and take heed lest he fall. Everybody's going to have a situation. But when you have that situation, remind yourself. And one of the things I learned that God don't convict us of our sins. He convicts us of our righteousness. Because Jesus made us righteous. And so because we're righteous through Christ, it can never be changed, but my mindset can. And he told me, he said, now what you're going to have to do is if you're going to live according to this promise, you're going to have to change your mindset. You're going to have to be renewed, have a renewed mind. He's saying you ain't going to be able to do this with the human mind because, you know, you're going to have the mind of Christ. And you can't do this with just the mind of Christ. You're going to have the heart of the Father. And you can't do it with just the mind of Christ and the heart of the Father. You're going to have the blood of Jesus. So you're going to have a complete makeover.
Mm-hmm.
See, so you're going to have to be born again.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. So now you're going to have a repentant heart. And you know what I found, man and woman of God? When we say repent, we think we go and we say, God, forgive me, it's over. No, repent means to turn away from.
Turn around.
That's what repent means. I'm going to turn away from my old ways. Now, I'm going to confess my fault. I'm going to ask for forgiveness. But the forgiveness has nothing to do with the repenting. I got to ask for forgiveness and then repent and turn away is what I'm saying. When I repent, I'm turning. But where I came from growing up and not understanding, not having a clear understanding, we thought we were taught that repenting is saying, Lord, forgive me. No, repenting is turning away from.
Mm-hmm.
Turning away from it. You can't turn away. Old heart won't obey a new mind. So you got to get a complete makeover. And so Ephesians 2:8 talks about, for it is by grace that you have been saved. So I had to remind myself that I didn't save me. Jesus did.
Right.
Jesus saved me. Not man and woman of God. I said something the other day, and sometimes people look at you funny. When I got saved by grace, the works of Jesus, not of mine, when I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, I said I'm in agreement with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do anything. And like I said, what he told me is if you're going to be a part of this promise, you're going to have to learn how to think different. You're going to have to see things already completed, no matter what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the harvest is plenty. It's the laborers that are few. He says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And I say, God, what do you mean? He say they forsake the fellowship. We have no problem with fellowshipping with one another, but we're not fellowshipping with God like we should. To get clear understandings of the prophetic word that he has spoken to us. And what I found is more and more he's asking for everything I got. And I'm not talking about the material things. You see, I needed to die a little more than you. I don't want it all at one time because I know you're not going to give it to me like that. I take a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Do it as is convenient to you. Romans 7 and 8 says, but now having died to what? To what bounds us, we have been released from the law. He said we've been released from the law.
Mm-hmm.
For time's sake, I'm not reading the whole scripture, but that's Romans 7 and 6. He said we've been released from the law. So when Jesus went to the cross, it released me from doing anything other than accepting my Lord and Savior and lining up with his word and letting him keep me in right standing. Because Jesus put me in right standing. In Ephesians, he said, and have Romans 7 and 6, but now having died to what bounds us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not the old way of the written code. In other words, he said, I don't want you to live according to the Ten Commandments, the commandments, because you can't. I don't want you to live according to the law because you can't. The law keeps bringing you to the end of yourself. The Bible says the law is good and just. It just won't save you. It's good and just. It just won't keep you. It's good and just. It just won't deliver you. But the grace of God has done it all. And coming into this place of understanding that the work is finished, as he said, it's a completed work. And I said, God, if it's complete, why don't I see it? He said, because you won't accept it as being complete. Here's what he told me, man and woman of God. He said, from here on out, when you read my word, do not read my word to get anything. Don't study my word to get healed. Don't study my word to start a business. Don't study my word to study my word to prove it. Affirm. Study my word. Read my word to affirm that what I said is true. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've been learning more and more. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. And the more I've been digging in his word, the more things been showing up in my life. Now, here's the deal. Some people might say, well, I don't see it, because it shows up as the word.
Mm-hmm.
When your mindset starts changing, your thinking starts changing, you start seeing the invisible things. Come on, and people think you're crazy, Dan, because you're seeing things that they can't see with the natural eye.
Mm.
Come on, it, the more you open yourself up, the more you die to you, the more he can pull himself in you. Again, we saved by grace. But we're operating according to the law. We try
mm-hmm.
to work out the things that's already, everything God said, he's already done. And the body of Christ now is trying to redo what Jesus done. The harvest is plenty, I say again, and the laborers are few. Are we really going after the harvest? We're packing out churches. I think we're tired of saving one another. I think we're starting to look at one another and say, you know what, man, I saved you last week and a week before that and a week before that. And you know?
Going around and around in a circle.
And we're not changing anything.
Yeah, that is a lot that you just said, because we have to be transformed. And what are we being transformed into? Into the image and likeness of Christ. And it's a couple of things you were saying that was triggering me in a lot of areas.
Come on,
but when we first come to the Lord, you have to give it all up. That's what the pearl of great price is about.
Mm-hmm.
And the treasure that is found is Christ. We find something so priceless that we sell all of ourselves. We let go of ourselves and we purchase or allow him to purchase us. You have to let go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all the sowing of the seed. And some fell by the wayside, some fell on stony ground. All of those are conditions of the heart. Those are different hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And the listening to the word and how they're perceiving it, how they're utilizing it, and how they're receiving Christ, how people are receiving Christ in different ways. Like he said, some received it, and then as they went along, they got wrapped back up into the spirit of the world again and lost it. Because, you know, just because you receive Christ doesn't mean that a work is not being done. He said he began a work, and he will complete the work. He is doing the work. But what are we doing? We're going from glory to glory to glory, not five steps up and slip back and get back up. And we can get back up in the saddle if you fall. You can get back up, but that's not the process. Neither is marching in time the process. The process is being changed. You shouldn't even be who you was last year. And 2023. I mean a few weeks back. You should not be that same person. We should be changing consistently. And two, you should be a better person. You should have more love. You should have more of the fruit of the Spirit of God. You should line up your heart with your mouth. If your mouth is always talking smack, but yet in your heart you really don't feel that way, cut all that nonsense out. Line up your heart with your mouth, with your heart. You really a Christian? Then that's what you speak on good, holy, and right things. You know, don't get with the heathen and then become heathen when you're a Christian. You know, it's a lot of work.
Amen.
But it's all by the process of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is doing the work, not our self-righteousness, neither us. All we're doing is yielding to the process of the new birth. We're yielding to God, and he's taking care of it. But if you have something, you say, Lord, I want to keep this. I'm my own man. I make my own money. I don't give my tithes. I don't care about all that. I don't want to do all that. I want to hold on to this. Well, then that's your area. You didn't make the Lord Lord over. Then that would be your area when times come and you need the Lord to bless you too. Because that's another thing. A lot of people don't want to talk. They want to down prosperity. And I'm not for the prosperity message, but I am for God's timetable that he puts you on when you give. How not just because you gave, you receive, but because you trusted him. Then you get the coin in the fish's mouth. And every aspect of your life, not just with money, but with your health, with your mental state, because you're trusting him, he's keeping you in perfect peace. It goes on and on and on. It's not just for money. And a lot of times people want to put, you know, everything on physical in this realm. But a lot of things we need that are spiritual. That's why the problem today is people are emotional wrecks right now. They don't know their right hand from their left. Every ministry they see has something that they consider a fault because they haven't learned that if you're submitting to Christ, you're loving him, you're going to love people like God loves you. See, you just don't be with God and have a relationship. You, whatever you study, that's what you become. And the more, I don't care if it's idols. I don't care if it's music and rappers and whatever. Whatever you bow your head to, that's what you become. You bow your head in the presence of God, that's what you become. And so it's really vast what's going on at this time. The chaos is of the enemy. That's what they do. It's just the church has started mingling so far into the world that they don't know the difference. Why? Because they did not want to bow down and let it all go. The Lord said, if you love the world, then you don't love of the Father is not in you. They have to be taught. You don't mingle. You release yourself from that spirit. It's a strong spirit. And that's why God is going to cause a problem with those that take that mark of the world, the mark of the beast, in that time, because that spirit is so strong and you're not supposed to be under that spirit. You're supposed to be under the spirit of and the blood of Jesus right now. And then the news, CNN, MSNBC can be prophesying to you, telling you what's going on. You don't need to hear what from them. You need to, when you spend your time with the Lord, your one-on-one time, when you finish spending time with the Lord and praying and crying out to him, or you all are conversating, when you open up your Bible, God will start, you will have a personal audience with the King, and he'll start revealing to you his will about your own situations. You don't have to go to the conference. You're having an audience with the King. How great is that? You don't have to follow every church, every leader that pops up. I see all these people want to run to them and start going to them and looking to them. You don't have to look to them. You have the greatest commentator in the world, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But we don't want to give the glory to that. So I'm seeing, I see a lot of things that's going on, but we got to get back to pick up your cross, deny yourself, and walk. That's mostly the problem.
Yeah.
People don't want to suffer. And it says, through much suffering, we enter into the kingdom. But they don't want that. It's a holy walk. Is to pick up your own cross. Don't look over and water somebody else's yard, you know, and always trying to see what how green their grass is. Look at your own. Your grass would be green if you watered it too.
Yeah. Amen.
Wow. Wow. It's you know, and that's what I'm learning on another level. It's surrendering. He's saying, hey, you did a good job, but I need you to do more. And every time you think you did more, he's going to give me some more. Yielding. And like you said, you know, after a while, you're no longer asking for anything. It's the joy
that
you have.
Know.
You have no need. That's when you know.
Yep. That's when you know.
You don't have to ask for anything. But you know what I found? That I thought taking a good bath, a good shower was going to get in the tub. But when I started washing with the word, you know, certain conversations I don't hold. And you don't have to be religious and speaking in tongue and this and that. When you really wash yourself, when you clean yourself with the word, when you really start reading the word, certain conversations don't even come to you.
Definitely.
Certain people don't even come your way.
You notice?
This separates.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you don't have to ask for stuff. He said, if you seek first the kingdom, seek my word. If you get in my word, all these things shall be added unto you.
Added.
Mm-hmm. I got to the place where I don't ask for anything because he already told me before you ask, I answer. I'm giving you everything pertaining to life and godliness. That's and that's on another level of when you totally yield your will. I was listening to something. I was reading something, and Jesus say, he say, Father, Jesus had his own agenda. He said, Father, if you be willing, he say he had his own will. He said, but if you be willing, let this bitter cup pass. But even Jesus realized that my will can't be better than the Father's. So I tell you what, not my will, but thy will. Let's just do this your way. And when I read that, I say, okay, God, I get it. If Jesus could yield up his will to give what he wants, then I need to yield up mine.
Mm-hmm. What about this part when Jesus says, I only do what I see the Father do?
What I see the Father do.
So why are we doing all kind of stuff and tiring out when he said it already? So how could we do anything except we follow they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God? That's the only way we're going to be able to do things is be led by the Spirit of God. And that's why we got so many self-appointed ministries out here, because they're not being led by the Spirit of God. It's self-will. They're not being anointed for that office. They're appointing themselves to office.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't work like that. You have to allow and let the Holy Spirit lead you in this time and be your guide for real, not just talking. And then another thing I want to tell the people about is make sure you, right now, you might not know how to handle what's going on right now. It's a lot of chaos and turmoil, and everybody is like, my goodness, it's one thing after another. But if you pray in the Spirit, you pray in tongues, God is already taking care of things ahead of you before it even happens. And that is a key. The Holy Spirit, because we know not aught. We don't know what we should be praying for. Some of these things that are happening that I'm hearing, it just grieves me, and I don't know. But the Holy Spirit does. That's what that's for. So utilize that tongue and that audience with the Lord. And I'm telling you, like the cleansing he was just talking about, the sanctification, God opening up ways that was never thought of for you. You will be like, he answered before I even asked. Well, guess what? You were prophesying in tongues when you were praying for a situation that you didn't even know was way off on the freeway somewhere, almost getting hit. You already prayed for it, and God already answered it in the future before you even got to it. That's how speaking in tongues works. It takes care of a lot.
Amen.
And that's what he says, the Spirit make an intercession for us, for we know not what to pray for, or even how to offer up a prayer, or word it. But he going on our behalf with moanings and groanings too deep for utterances. You know, if I can, man and woman of God, I see a boat. I see a yacht. I see a yacht. I see a business deal. And I see a yacht. And I hear God say, "It's done." This next business deal, this next move is done. It's good. It's already taken care of. It's already handled. It's already taken care of. I see a business deal. I see some contracts on the table, and I see a label. I see a record label. I see some producing as well. I see some writing. I see some managing. I see a daughter. I see a family business. God say yes, it's handled. And it's a promise. And so you don't have enough naturally because you have the promise. It was promised to you. When you walked away from, you know, I think about Peter, when Jesus went to Peter and said, hey, look, walk, and I'm paraphrasing, walk away from the boat. And Peter got more because he walked away from the boat, from this fishing deal. And I hear God say, I will pay you back in folds. I'm paying you back in folds. I see new all around the board. Amen.
Amen.
I know we're short on time, but I just appreciate the opportunity that you all have given me to share the word. And for me, I take it very serious when people allow me to minister through their ministry. It means a lot to me, and I live like this because of that. I feel like if people ask you to do something, the least you can do is live like it. You know, live the life.
Yeah.
Live the life, nothing else. You know, so thank you all.
Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you. Yes, you always bless us and our listeners with the word of God, and you bless my wife and I. And I'm sure you bless many, many others, you know. And it's good that the Lord is using you. And just keep on letting him use you. The more we submit, you know, the more we can do his perfect will in this hour. And believe me, it's a lot that have to be done. And we're going to be walking in the miraculous very soon. It's starting now.
Yeah.
Walking in the miraculous. Well, we speak the word of God and things happen. And that's what we're coming into, and we're going to have it in fullness. When the gifts of the Spirit is operating perfectly in us, you know, and that's what we're about. That's what Christians is about, glorifying the Father just like Jesus Christ glorified the Father. And he's given us his authority so we could do just that. So praise the Lord for you. And we thank everybody for tuning in. We hope that you have been blessed by tonight's broadcast. I know my wife and I have been blessed. Keep in mind that we are here every Wednesday. So be sure to dial in, tell your friends. We usually advertise before we come on to assure you that, you know, we will be on. So wait for that. Look for the advertising. And go ahead and tune in. Any last-minute words, anybody? We got less than a minute.
Yeah, I just want to say, like he said, first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not our own, but God's righteousness. Then you'll have it right. And then all things shall be added. You don't have when you're praying. You don't have to ask. You don't have to beg. You just have a relationship, and all things will be added. And we're so happy you guys tune in. And thank you so much, Apostle. God bless you.
Thank you all. Enjoy
your evening. All right, everybody. Enjoy yours so much, very much. Enjoy your evening. And everybody, enjoy your evening. And we will see you next time on Christian Talk. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye.